Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
Cool. Let's go. We do a DJ Double intro this week, yeah? The usual.
The usual guys. Hashtag Talkover Podcast. DJ Double, DJ Stylus.
DJ Stylo.
Building.
Inside the rider.
How was that for an intro?
It's all right, mate. It's an improvement.
It's an improvement. I'm getting better. It's an improvement. As time goes on.
It's an improvement on Sty's attempts last couple of weeks, anyway.
I feel like as time goes on, we're getting better at this intro shit.
Yes, sir. I'm going to surprise you next week and do something mad.
Yes.
What's popping, fam?
Oh, mate, we've got a fun one to talk about today.
Yeah, we have actually. So, an interesting one.
Yeah, let's just jump straight in. Basically, I was chatting with a friend of mine who works within the industry. He's gonna remain unnamed. I can't be dropping.
I think that's best to keep him under the radar.
Just because. So basically, for everybody listening, we're gonna be discussing a document that I have been sent that relates to DJing within the corporate world. So a friend of mine who does corporate DJing. So he works alongside various high street shops. Again, for legal reasons, they will remain unnamed.
We're gonna be tiptoeing around this one, isn't it? I can sense it already.
We get clarted with some mad lawsuit, and then we have to do a crowdfund to pay the legal fees. But
to
anyway,
keep talk
basically,
over alive.
Yeah. Long story short, I was chatting with my friend and our friend, because you know him as well, of course.
I got a slice of this document as well, to be fair, but I only got half of it. So.
Yeah, so I was chatting with him because he asked my opinion on various things that appeared in the document. And so we had a conversation. Then I actually said, I was like, you know what, this is going to be a great podcast episode, so do you mind if I use it? And yeah, he said he doesn't mind. However, yeah, like I said, all the brand names and stuff are going to just be brushed over. We're not going to be speaking about which high street stores. Yeah, you guys can just roll with that one, because yeah, for obvious reasons, we don't want to get in too much trouble, and I'm pretty sure this might be like a confidential document.
there's a high possibility.
Yeah, so here we are, cracking open the safe of top secret shit. MI5 are going to be all over us. So basically, yeah, like it's an interesting one, because there's various points that the document is talking about booking DJs for high street shops. So, you know, when you go into like big shops in Oxford Street or various city centres, you might walk into certain shops and there's a DJ in there. This document is sent to managers for the shops on basically how to approach DJs when it comes to bookings. And like the code of conduct, basically. And then at the end of the document, there's an agreement for DJs to sign and send back. So we're just going to break down the document. We're going to pull this apart and talk about...
We're going to put them to rights.
give our opinion on this whole entire thing. Go on.
No, I was going to say, have you done any high street DJing before?
Yeah, I have actually, but not for a long time.
In-store stuff.
Yeah, okay, not for a long time. I did it a long time ago, and I'm talking probably. Shit, you know what? I don't even know if I was using Serato, so it might have been like.
Double rolled in over. With his-
Over
10, 10
years.
Of CDs.
No, it was vinyl. And the only reason I tell you, the only reason I remember, yeah, is because it was in Brighton and it was the DJ setup was in the shop window. So it wasn't actually in store like you see in a lot of these things. I was actually the window display. And I remember.
Doubles the window display. Imagine walking past and seeing double cutting shapes in the window.
One of the days was so hot. I had to stop because the sun was warping my vinyl. Like the vinyl, the vinyl was changing shape and bending upwards because it was so hot. Like it was getting, it was getting. Bro, honestly, I'm not joking. I had to stop. So yeah,
I'm trying to think if I even done it in the UK. Yeah, I have actually. I've done one or two bits actually still, but it was it was like student one-off stuff. It wasn't like weekends.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon in store, and I did one in America actually, which is pretty
one
dope.
In America.
Yeah, man, in Miami, me and DJ Rugrat.
Random.
So you know, so yeah, check this. So when we was in Miami, we was on like a promo flex giving out CDs, and we went into I can say the name of the store. I think we just went into the Adidas store, or I can't remember what's the main area of Miami where all the shops are. I can't even remember. We went in giving out CDs anyway. Next day we was DJing in the store, bro. I was on holiday.
Mad.
I've got videos and pictures from that. Yeah, man. So that was dope. Don't think it was kind of like this. They just kind of let us go in the next day and turn it up. Didn't have to sign nothing. Didn't have to do nothing. Just rolled through with our stuff. Gave out a few mix CDs. And then, like, you just got, like, locals coming in store and, like, cutting shapes.
Sounds so random.
It was dope. And I've not seen Rugrat since. That must have been about 5 years ago.
Big random
Rugrat,
one.
By the way. Cool
running
guy.
Random ones.
Yeah, random one, mate. So,
yeah. So, anyway, should we break this document down?
Yeah, man, let's have a go. Let's see what we can do.
Right, so it starts off by saying...
excuse me.
Obviously, like this, so this is a document sent out to managers of the stores on how to get a DJ in there, basically. So that's how it was saying that these stores have options to book DJs for weekends as long as their area manager authorizes it. Okay, so the point of booking the DJ, it elevates the atmosphere and customer experience provided and drives footfall and sales. So what that means, obviously, is if you're DJing in a shop, people hear music, they might even glance in the shop and see a DJ, and it entices them to come in because it's a bit different. So they'll come in, they'll also then start seeing the stuff and buying stuff. So it's going to drive footfall, bring more people in, and sales. So it's going to help them sell more stuff, hence making more money. So it says DJs must be on brand, reflecting our ethos and aesthetic with a real focus on emerging DJs. Cool.
It's my favorite line.
peppered. Just a little bit of salt and pepper on the top.
Just a bit of seasoning on there.
Peppered with more established names to add and to introduce their own element of cool and credibility to the stores.
Okay.
The ideal is to seek opportunities.
Wait.
This next sentence is key. The ideal is to seek opportunities at no cost using contacts through your store team. So what that means is basically chat to everyone that works in the store. Does anybody know a DJ? Okay, let's book them in. And the key part of this whole sentence, at no cost. So they want
family.
DJs. They want you to go in and give your day away DJing in their shop, right? To drive footfall and sales.
To make them more
money. So make them more money through providing your service, and they do not want to pay you.
So they want to make money off you, but don't give you any... but they don't want to give you anything.
It finishes this paragraph. If a cost is likely, this will need signing off with your area manager first. So, all right, let's pull this first paragraph apart. I get why they want to do it, and it does make perfect sense. It adds a whole different atmosphere and element.
I get that.
To the whole shopping experience, just using... Mm-hmm. Niketown as a perfect example. They have a very cool setup. They actually have a roster of very cool, credible DJs as well that play in there.
They're probably one of the best ones I've seen, man.
It is the best one I've seen. No matter when you and I both know half the DJs that play there, so I make a point of always popping my head in. And when I'm there chatting to the DJs, you see people come in and catch a vibe and
it's
chill.
It's the vibes like, in there, man.
Exactly. You see, like, it does actually create a good bit of an atmosphere, and it's decent. So it's a great idea. DJing in store, it's a great thing. And plus also it allows DJs to make a bit of money when the sun's up, as opposed to just restricting it to nightclubs. So that's cool.
Well, yeah, it allows makes you to make money if they're willing to pay you, fam.
If they're willing to pay you. Fucking this is hell. So this is where the problem comes in now. I bruv. So I open up to me, stylist. What's your thoughts on this? It's saying they want to bring DJs in, and the idea is to bring a DJ and not pay them.
That's their ideal. Do you know what? Yeah, it's obviously normal people aren't going to get to read this document. So it's like, I fully don't agree with it, man. They want to make more money. They want to drive footfall. They want to bring more attention to the store. That's the whole point of enhancing experience, making more P's.
Yeah.
But they can't spare a little bit of change for a DJ who's trying to make his way, like, into well, they say, it says there, what did he say? People that want to, like, gain experience or whatever. Yeah, but...
So, yeah, yeah, focus, so with a real focus on emerging DJs.
But they're still providing a service. They're still bringing something to the store. So even if it's a quick £100 or something, man, why can't these big companies or whoever they are provide just a little bit of change for these guys that are coming and bringing something?
The thing is, as well, yeah,
I think it's a fucking stinker, mate, personally.
We're allowed to say it, bruv. This is a fuckery. Like,
it is.
And so I want to actually, because we have quite a few, like, I guess calling them young and emerging DJs, that's a perfect explanation, a perfect description. We've got a lot of young and emerging DJs that listen to the podcast. So my first piece of advice, if any shops, whether it's a high street store, whether it's some small independent shop, no matter what, if anybody approaches you to DJ, for you to DJ in their store, there's a reason for that. They want your service. Don't offer it for free. Like, if they're not willing to put their hand in their pocket, if there's no budget whatsoever, I personally would say...
There is a budget, though. Like, these companies are turning over. Peas.
Oh, they're making millions every year.
But they can't squeeze a little... Bro, it's not even a big fee, like...
I know, but I think the problem is someone once somewhere was like, yeah, I'll DJ for free. And then that just snowballed, because suddenly everyone's like, oh, well, he got the opportunity. Oh, you didn't pay him. Oh, okay, well, don't pay me either then. And then suddenly the shops, and this doesn't just happen in shops either. But suddenly,
this happens everywhere.
Suddenly what happens is there's a whole range of DJs that are willing to work for free. Like, and it's,
I think because there's so many people trying to do it now, there's so many people trying to DJ, and it's hard. It's a bit of a cesspit out there now for people trying to get bookings.
Yeah.
So some people will feel like, yo, man, we'll jump in there, do that for free, and they get the gig kind of thing.
But
you know what I mean?
You are mugging yourself off, because the moment someone gets you for free, unless
you set the level then.
But the only time I would ever, ever, ever say... yeah, cool, you could work for free in this sort of scenario, is if it was some sort of trial. If a really big opportunity to get a residency in a club came up, but they'd never heard you play before, and they were like, if they laid down the terms and were like, look, we will give you a weekly residency, but we need to know you can shell it first, come and do a trial.
Okay. I get that.
Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about for an emerging DJ, someone trying to break into the clubs, I would say...
That trial session, it would
be beneficial to be like, okay, yeah, cool, I'll come and do the trial. Maybe even
that
say...
That makes sense. That's like an audition kind of thing, isn't it? Like,
exactly. Maybe even
not
say, yeah, I'll come
provide in a job.
I'll come and do 2 hours for you so you can see I'm a shellers. And then after that, if you're a shellers. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you like what I do, then we'll talk business and do it. And then everything goes to the proper rate. That's the only time. Yeah. But doing this free... No, I'm not with this, mate, at all. And like I say, the problem
is... Bro, these in-store sets, you know, do you know how long they are, G?
Yeah, they're long.
I'm talking like 12 till 6,
yeah.
12 till 7. Like, these are long-ass days.
Yeah.
Like, and you definitely can't get money out of these people, because I've... The one or two that I've done... Fuck, I've stung them, fam.
So I remember.
I don't know, man.
The melty window that I was DJing in. I was getting paid. I don't remember how much I charged him, but I was definitely getting paid for it. So
the thing is it the shops or is it DJs coming through? Like, it's a combination of both, because there's always going to be somebody that is willing to take that work for free. Say there's a next up and coming DJ that wants that gig, but he knows the next man's going to do it for free. Then they might be thinking, yo, maybe I should do it for free. And I kind of get the booking. It's touch and go, bro. It's tough.
This is part of the problem. This is what I'm saying. If everyone across the board refused to do all this free shit that everyone's doing,
it's never going
to
happen.
No one sees this, but everybody would get paid. Everyone. You wouldn't ever have to DJ for free anywhere.
Yep.
Because no one's DJing for free. So it's mad. It's fucked. Anyway, so, right, we've established that. They're taking the piss in paragraph one. So we've not even got 100 words.
They're taking the piss in paragraph one. The first sentence.
Genesis, verse one, chapter one. They are taking the mickey, mate. Because, so we've just established, basically, that they're really willing to take the piss out of you and they just want you to come and do it for free. If a cost is likely, this
will be likely.
I know.
That should, bruv.
Costs are mandatory, my friend. It will need signing off with the area manager. Fuck the area manager. So now it goes, the document now goes into the process of booking a DJ. So I'll kind
there
of rush.
Go. So now the booking agent, the booking agent's in this paragraph. Let's have a go.
Yeah, I'll rush through these because there's only a couple bits we need to pick apart. Step one, contact the DJ. Yeah, of course. Step two, if any cost involved.
Again.
If any cost. Contact, seek authorization from your area manager and head of region. This is an opportunity for up and coming DJs and cost free.
Right. Stop there for one second. Right. So they're saying the ideal is for an opportunity from upcoming DJ and cost free. Bro, only in DJing would people write shit like that. So say like a dude upcoming in retail. What, you're gonna come? You wanna come and work for free today?
Yeah.
This DJ thing is it's tough, man. Because like no other line of work would be approached like that.
No, it's mad. Like, and I can't stress this enough to anyone who gets contacted by a shop. Their main reason, their main thing isn't, oh, let's support the local DJs and put them on. Their main thing is they want to drive footfall and sales. They don't give a fuck about who you are or what you do.
They want to make money off you, bro.
They don't care. Basically. Exactly. They want you in their shop so that their customers think they are cool. Like, and they're trying to do it for free. So this is the biggest problem I have with this whole thing. They're trying to undermine it. Anyway,
exploiting the newcomers, man.
Yeah, basically it is. And okay, so cool. It's an opportunity for DJs. And I sort of get that. But realistically, in a high street store, what opportunity is it? It's getting you to play to what? Maybe a thousand people. In a busy shop, what? 1,000 people might walk through in a day, maybe more. I don't know how many people walk through
the
shop.
Yeah, definitely more. Yeah, it'll be more. It'll be in the thousands.
How many? Okay, so let's just say it's, just for argument's sake, it's 1,000 people, yeah? How many of those people, first of all, are going to even acknowledge the fact that there's a DJ? So if it's 50%, that's 500 people now. Now, what are the chances that any of those people either work in the music industry, in the clubbing industry, in the bar industry, in any industry that can get you work where they don't already have a network of DJs that they need, that they can call on and rely on? Do you know what I mean? So like, what? So now what opportunities is this opening up? Because I'm just seeing it's an opportunity for you to just stand and DJ in a shop all day. With restrictions, which we'll get to the restrictions in a minute.
I was just about to say, like, if you could get more out of it, then yeah. But as you go further into the document, you see what you're not allowed to do.
It's crazy.
Which is everything. You may as well stand there in a fucking straitjacket, mate.
So, it's mad. Step three.
I wonder if you're even allowed to give out mixtapes and shit, or like promote yourself in a proper manner, because then you could maybe get something out of it. But if you've just got to stand there like a waste man, and you can't
Yeah.
Dude, you can't use your social media. You can't do whatever. Like.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that on the DJ guidelines.
It'll unfold as we get further in.
Step three, if approved, issue the DJ with DJ guidelines. That's standard. They're going to have rules. If you get the job, they're going to tell you the rules. If you don't know the DJ, ensure you meet with them in advance to check brand appropriate. Cool, I get that. It's high street shops. They want to make sure you're not going to turn up with like a fucking gimp mask on or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, not only that, I mean, I'm guessing they're going to want you to reflect what they're doing in the shop. So certain shops, where they're a little bit smarter, they're not going to want you stood in a hoodie.
Oh, fam, I got told off, man. I got told off at one of mine.
Really?
Yeah, for dress code?
Yeah.
No, not a dress code. I swear, bro, you're going to laugh, man.
Go on, tell me.
I ate a banana. I ate a banana on the floor. I'd had no breakfast, man, and I got to my set. And honestly, I didn't really get briefed like this.
Yeah.
It was pretty calm. And this is in a store that I go in a lot, so I'm comfortable in there, shopping there a lot. So I was like, cool. So I got there, I walked in, and I'm setting up, and I just started eating my banana. the manager come over and like was like, you can't eat a banana on the floor, stylist.
What the fuck? I'd be like, why not? Fuck.
So I'm thinking, okay, why? Like, anyway, yeah, I got told off for eating a banana, fam. But I didn't get briefed like this. I didn't get sent a sick document or whatever. And this is for a top.
Yeah. Well, this document isn't for DJs. This document's for the managers in how they should approach the DJs.
We're not supposed to see this.
This is top secret shit. Step five. Fucking banana.
Just throwing that in there.
Agree the date and time of the DJ, obviously, and whether they are using their equipment or our equipment where applicable. So personally, I would say if a shop is preparing to have a DJ in, I would say they would need to, if it's going to be regular, they should buy the equipment, innit? They should, like, same way that clubs have to buy the equipment, bars have to buy the shop.
So they don't want to pay you. They want you to stand there all day with all these rules and bring your own equipment for
and
free.
And possibly bring your own equipment. Yeah, I would say the shop has to source it, whether they hire it or whether they buy it. Or what you could do, if you're smart about it, you could say, yeah, I can bring equipment, but there will be a higher charge. Because you've got to think, it's the public walking past. Your laptop, your mixer, your turntables. Anyone might walk in the shop with a drink. Less likely because people aren't drunk, but anything might happen in that shop, and that's your equipment there. Yeah. So you need to charge them a higher fee, just even for the slightest risk of damage to your equipment. Because you best believe me, if a customer walked in with a glass of water and accidentally tipped it on your laptop,
it's going off, mate.
The shop will not be paying for damages. I can promise you that. So yeah. I would say if they approach you and they don't have equipment, then say you can source it, but tell them there'll be a higher charge. And then add the higher charge, or say to them it needs to be covered under their under their insurance. Plan where this is step number six. Plan where this will take place in store, ensuring it does not negatively impact customer flow around the store or cause health and safety risks. That makes perfect sense. Obviously, stores and shops are designed for people to walk round a certain way to make sure they buy everything that they're selling.
That's cool.
So not having it in the middle, that makes perfect sense. If using store equipment, set this up before trade on the day. I'm guessing the shop just do that. Yeah. The DJ must bring their own headphones and mini jack adapters. Well, I mean, yeah.
Mini jack adapters. How fucking accurate.
But that any DJ that's rocking around doesn't have their own headphones, they need to have a word.
Fam, I know DJs without headphones, fam.
Obviously, we all have our own headphones, innit?
Yeah, I'd like to think so, mate, yeah.
The DJ should arrive no later than 15 minutes before the set starts. That all makes sense. And this is talked about signing them in and briefing them on evacuation, fire exit and all that crap.
I think these last few here are like pretty...
It's just standard health and safety crap.
It's just the last one again.
And it just
if there is a cost involved.
Yeah, the last one.
That's if, the third time, and I'm not even halfway down the page that they mentioned.
Yeah.
About no cost being involved.
If there's a cost involved, pay out of petty cash. It basically talks about how to pay the DJ.
Yeah.
So
yep,
DJs,
yep.
they're paying DJs in cash. Talking about pay out of petty cash. So these shops are set up with petty cash for these sorts of things. So if a shop ever approaches you for a booking and you talk about money and they say, oh, sorry, we don't have that, just tell them, well, what about your petty cash? Because they do have petty cash.
In
like they have it for this exact type of thing. So that's page one of the fuckery anyway. Okay, so on to page two. Fuckery stage two. Music rules. Right. DJ or store must have a valid music license. Right?
Right. So, a DJ has a music license.
Well, so this is talking about the PRS license, right? To play music in public.
DJ, I might be missing something here, but since when do DJs get PRS licenses?
Well, I do know some DJs that do like private bookings, so like birthday DJs or people that do like kids parties and stuff, and in some cases wedding DJs.
Oh snap, so you need a PRS license for that?
Yeah, so if you're playing music, if you're playing copyrighted music or licensed music, no, if you're playing licensed music at parties, if the party is at a venue that doesn't have a PRS license, then you can get in trouble as the DJ. So just throwing one out there, 6-year-old's birthday party at the local village hall, if the village hall doesn't have a PRS license, which for people that don't know is just a license to allow you to play music in public,
yep.
Basically.
Yep, 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 yep.
So if the venue doesn't have it, the DJ must have it. So this is saying, yeah, the DJ or store must have a valid license. If the store or DJ does not have a license, then only original or copyright-free music can be played. So basically that means, I mean, that's impossible to do. Imagine playing an entire set. An entire set in a high street shop, and you're not allowed to play any song that is licensed. And that means any song signed to a major label, any song that basically has any copyright whatsoever. So most independent artists license their music now as well.
Why would you even put that in there? You would just say if they don't, like, you just wouldn't accept DJs or like don't have a license in that case if the store doesn't. Like, why would you put if the store or DJ does not have a license? Then it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean,
playing non-copyright music.
Yeah, it's a legal right that you have to have the PRS license, yeah, but the shop has to have the PRS license. Like,
exactly,
you want me,
man,
to play in your venue, you need to have the license. And yep. I mean, they might just be putting it in for legal reasons, just to have it in there, because I feel like most shops, especially on the high street, play music anyway, so they must all have a PRS license. But yeah, it is a weird one to me. There's a funny part of this. So it talks about the type of music they would want you to play. This is obviously a discussion they'd have with the DJ. A bold, irreverent mix of retro pop, noughties, 90s, old school. I hate it. When people say old school, I don't know what irreverent means. You can look it up.
That's a new word to me, man.
I hate it, bro. When people, old school is not a genre.
No.
And they put old school down as a, old school what? Like, bro, fucking Mozart is old school.
Bro. this isn't written by anybody that knows anything about DJs or music, mate.
Yeah.
You can blatantly tell.
Of course.
R&B in capitals like that.
Hang on, they're saying it like R&B!
R&B.
And hip-hop to current music. Mate, hip-hop and R&B is current music. But old school is not a genre. So what do you want me to play? Old school dance? Fucking classical music? Old school? Doesn't matter. Anyway, on to this bit. Song lyrics must not contain. Now, this makes sense. No explicit songs. It's in a shop. I don't want to walk in with my son and hear motherfucker this, motherfucking that. Racially offensive lyrics, of course. Obvious political messages that may cause offence.
Can you believe this?
Big up Stormzy on this one. Fuck the government and fuck Boris. So I think
you can play that.
Yeah, of course you can. But that, possibly but not.
It's political messages.
I'd have it on loop, bruv. I'd just put that on loop for the whole 8-hour set. Fuck the government. This line is amazing.
This is my favourite line of the whole thing.
Do you want to read it out?
I got told off for this as well. please refrain from playing R. Kelly and Michael Jackson at the present time due to complaints of offence.
At the present time, though, it's like what? So
is there an cleared? It's live.
Is there an expiry? Like, let's play R. Kelly. R. Kelly was convicted for sex offences years ago. We can play him now. Like, oh mate.
Yo, I think, and it says due to complaints of offence. So something's obviously gone down there.
Someone's gone in, isn't it? Someone's complained. Excuse me, you're playing R. Kelly. Like,
R. Kelly got found for like 11 other charges the other day, didn't he?
Oh, mate, it's a madness. As it happens, I won't play R. Kelly music, but
I've boycotted R. Kelly, but I'm still playing MJ, man.
MJ's still in there, I'm afraid. MJ's still in there.
He is for me. I got told off for playing an MJ song at a corporate event as well.
That's mad.
I didn't get told off. I had an earpiece, so like I was like direct connection with the board.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
I played one. And they were like, "Stai, like this one's cool, man, but like let's try and stay away from the Michael Jackson songs, please." Okay.
So this last line is funny as fuck. If you deem any music to be inappropriate, you can ask the DJ to change the track.
What?
Or leave.
Excuse me, can you stop this song? Right, you've got to go now.
Oh, mate. So fellas, DJs, not just fellas, actually, because there's girl DJs that listen as well. But so if you guys do secure this shop booking and you
or leave, you know,
and you negotiate the money, make sure you get paid in advance. Make sure you get paid at the start. Put that in your clause. In the agreement, you are set. Paying on arrival, because if you get 5 hours, 50 minutes in and they deem it inappropriate and ask you to leave, they might not pay you. But
bro, imagine halfway through a 6-hour set. Sorry, can you leave?
Yeah, sorry. We've had enough. Get out. Get out, mate. That's a new mission in life. Get kicked out of a shop for DJing. There's DJ rules. The DJs are not allowed to use mobile phones during the set.
So you can't even gas it. You can't even like see something like that. I think it's integral, because I'd be like, yo, I'm here today. Come through, catch a vibe, whatever, like all that stuff.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Well, using a mobile phone, I think in that sentence, I would assume they just mean phone calls, right? And texts.
Yeah.
The second bit, DJs can conduct any social media activity before and after your sets, but not during the set. Now, this is where they've dropped the ball, because
they're treating you
an employee.
Like you work on the shop floor, like yeah, you work yeah, in yeah. retail.
Like you're supposed to be interacting with customers, and that's not the case. I would see, like, for example, I see Chucky do it a lot, actually, when he's doing his sets in Nighttown. And there'll be people like,
stupid, I remember, because they're probably plugged in that night.
But I remember the last time I saw him post from there, bruv, he had like a whole shubs going on. Like there was about
people dancing.
There was about six or seven people proper dancing to the song he was playing. Now that to me shows, all right, first of all, cool, Chucky's in Nighttown today. I'm going to pass through if I'm in the area, and I might just have a look around. Secondly, people are in there having fun. Like this shop is lit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's because the DJs
are supposed to show what they're doing on social media. So like post it, but. Yeah. At the same time, I think what should be avoided is putting a song on, leaving the song to just do its thing for like 5 minutes, and then staying on your phone and flicking through the timeline to see what everyone else is doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, that should not take place while you're DJing.
Yeah, it needs to be effective, man.
But showing it off on your story, and like you just said as well, like, guys, I'm playing here today, come through. Like, do you know what I mean? You're going to actually bring customers in.
They don't want you flexing and bringing clout to your own socials. Like, they want it all to be about their company and them making money with literally zero of anything going back towards you as the DJ. If you're on social media, gather, and they don't want people coming through to check you. They want people coming through to spend a bit of dough. So if you're strapped up, quiet, do your job, then they can deal with their, do you know what I mean? They can get what they need out of you effectively without you getting anything back from them. No money, no clout, no promo, no pull, no nothing. Basically, just you're getting fuck all, basically.
And they don't even want to pay.
And the store gets everything they need out of you.
Yeah.
From and again, so to the set, to,
that,
but
that
to
even
everything.
That even comes back to earlier in the paragraph when it said it wants to allow emerging DJs these opportunities. If you can't if you can't now show it off on your social media, what fucking opportunities have you got?
Exactly.
DJs must not eat during the set or on the sales floor. No bananas.
Bro, I never got told not to eat no food on the floor, man.
No cups or drink cans are allowed during the set. Screw bottled water is permissible. This prevents the risk of liquid damage to the equipment. So, okay, cool. I understand that. Like, they don't want to mash up the equipment. That does make sense. But, yeah, say no cups or drink cans are allowed. Again, like, I'm not your employee. I'm just providing you a service. So if I want to drink a coffee halfway through my set, I'm drinking a coffee halfway through my set. I'm just not going to be dumb enough to fucking spill it all over. But if you're DJing on some sort of desk, there could be a lower shelf underneath in it to put your drinks. But I'm having coffee, motherfuckers.
They're not having you drinking, eating, nothing. You just got, they want you to starve. Never
with that,
mind starving
mind you, with
cash.
That with that said, you might get a break. So again, going back to Nighttown, just because this is the one that I know most.
I never got breaks.
Nighttown do let you have breaks.
Ross, I never got no break, man. Man did straight 6 hours and that all the way through. No breaks, no nada.
What, at Nighttown, yeah?
Not at Nighttown.
Oh, well, I'm talking at Nighttown. They let you do...
It sounds like breaks. Nike are semi-plugged in and they understand DJs by the sounds of it.
They get it, don't they?
Nike though, man. I didn't expect anything less from them.
Nah, isn't it? Alcohol is not to be consumed on the store premises. I mean,
is, obviously.
Nor should the DJ be under the influence at any time on site. So, unfortunately, go on.
Why would you slide that in there? Like, it's like they think DJs are going to come in and just turn up. Yeah. I mean, don't put us all in a box, mate.
I know.
Would you say you've just been employed to work in fucking Argos or something? Do you think they'd write that in your clothes?
Well, do you know what? These days they probably do that. You can't turn up to work drunk. Yeah, probably. Can't turn up to work drunk.
You can't turn up to
work drunk. Bruv, you know what? It's 2019, man. It's not obvious to some people.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
DJs should not be. Music can be played from USBs, CDs, vinyls, or laptops, but not from iPads or mobiles. I kind of agree with that because how much DJing can you really do? Excuse me.
Yeah, you can't use iPads or mobiles.
Can you really do from an iPad or a mobile?
That's the first sensible thing I've read.
Equipment must be pat tested. That basically just means it's safe and won't electrocute anyone. But that should be the store's responsibility.
Oh, yeah, this one.
I know,
check this one.
This is amazing.
Doubles favourite.
I'm going to say it with my chest as well. DJ controllers are allowed, but are not encouraged.
Big up your chest.
Yes, so they do know partly what they're talking about.
I was just about to say, someone in head office knows what's going on.
Yeah, so...
They're not encouraged.
Not encouraged. With that said, I mean, it does go back to our conversation that controllers, there are some heavy, heavy DJs on controllers, do some sick stuff, but...
100%.
The majority of controller DJs are lazy bastards and they don't really do much. It's clear what they want is, what this shop want out of this whole thing is good DJs that are hungry for the work, but aren't that fussed about paying their bills because they want you to do it for free.
Do you know what
free.
I mean? That's a good way to
they
put it.
They want you to do it for free, basically. So,
I think that's pretty much it. Like, the bits below it are kind of like just...
Yeah, all the rest of the pages is like an agreement for the DJs to sign, and it's everything.
There we go. Have you seen the brief at the bottom where it's like broken down? During your actual set, please do not use mobile phones. Conduct social media activity. Eat. Have cups or drink cans. Screw bottle water is okay. Like, yeah. Literally, bruv, you can't do nothing. You've just got to stand there and be a puppet.
Yeah.
For 6 hours, basically.
Mad. Mad thing.
But it goes back to the point we said at the start. Like, there's always going to be DJs that are willing to do it for free because it's just hard. It's so competitive now, man. People are out here scrapping for these sets, brother. Like, and one man knows next man is willing to do it for free. So then they're like,
yeah.
Like you say, until we can get everybody to kind of stand ground with it.
It's gonna be a tough one. I'd really like to know if there's anybody listening that has DJed in a shop, yeah. and it's led to other opportunities. So specifically that shop set has led to something bigger. I'd really like to know because
I'm looking at it
from my perspective and I'm like, I cannot see how that possibly would lead to something bigger. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I agree, because unless you're
DJing in the super, super exclusive, proper high-end shops where the really, really famous people go to, which more often than not, it's their stylists that go there anyway, or they go to these secret little back rooms that everything, do you know what I mean? Like, that's not how super rich people shop anymore. But that's the only opportunity I can think is that I'm going to be DJing in London somewhere and Rihanna's going to walk in and be like, oh my word, you're amazing, come and DJ for my birthday. Do you know what I mean? Like, but more times she's going to know a DJ.
You could get something out of it. You could if you was allowed to push it and promote it in the right way, but they're not stupid. They're not going to allow you to even shout about it.
Bruv, I honestly cannot think of any opportunity that's going to come out of this other than another high street shop going, oh, he does really well down there, let's bring him in here, and also not pay him. Like, but do you know what I mean? It's just, it's mad to me. I don't understand what, other than actually just DJing. But really, if that's what you want to do, you can do that anywhere. You can just set up, just take your stuff and go and set up anywhere with your pals and just do it. And you can play explicit music. You don't have all these regulations. You can Snapchat it. You can Instagram story it. You can do everything you want. So like, what opportunities are there? I don't get it.
No, it's dead, mate. There ain't no opportunities, really.
I don't get it.
Like I said, it all works in favour of the store.
They want to drive footfall.
It's not really about the DJ.
And just to be clear as well, I'm not cussing DJing in shops. I do think
it's a good thing to do.
I think it's only a good thing to do. Well, it's only a good thing to do if the shop are paying you what you are worth paying for that set. And if you can actually utilize your social media for it. That's where I think it's benefits. Do you know what I mean? Like, 100. Just standing in a shop all day DJing is not beneficial to you. Unless,
like you say, this is a career, bro. Like, this is what pays people's bills.
Yeah.
So it's like, asking for a payment for a service is fucking standard procedure.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be expected to stand there. Like you say, there is a budget there. There is money there. They're just holding it.
It's a madness, bro.
Type buggers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not against it, bro. Like, I've done in-store stuff, but I've managed to arrange it where I am allowed to use my social media. I am getting paid for this. Like,
it's got to be a two-way street. That's the thing. It's got to be. And normal, like I said, like going back to my other point, if it's just a normal, like quote-unquote normal high street shop with ordinary day-to-day customers coming in and out and you're doing it for free, I genuinely don't see what opportunities could come out of that. Other than Sophie's 18th birthday party, because she's walked in and she doesn't know any DJs and she sees you and she's like, oh, okay, can you do my birthday party? Like, do you know what I mean?
I think one of the reasons why they target up-and-coming DJs as well is because maybe some of these DJs aren't used to, like, liaising or cutting deals with, like, say, these bigger stores.
Yeah, I think, like, it's
I know when I first came through. Yeah, exactly. I know when I first come through, like, I would have struggled to conversate with these people and feel like I've got like a bit of weight when it comes to like pulling money out of them or whatever. I would have definitely struggled with that as an upcoming DJ. Obviously now I've 10-12 years into it, so you learn these things, but I can definitely understand for a new DJ would might find that a little bit intimidating. Like, not everyone is great at that, like, that side of things, so that's fully understandable. But I think that's one thing all DJs have to learn from the off, man. You have to stand your ground with these things.
Yeah, proper.
Get me.
It's one thing.
It's an interesting one, man.
I feel like one day we will, through this podcast, through the Talk Over podcast, we will be able to get unity amongst DJs and we will all be able to just be safe in the knowledge that no one's working for free.
Yeah.
But for now, we're facing an uphill struggle trying to educate everyone one by one.
Like, yeah, exactly.
This is an art form, man. This is not only that, it's your time. Like, you're giving them your time, and time's the most valuable thing out of anything, because you can't, do you know what I mean? Like, once that's gone, that's gone. Like, you are giving them your time and your skills, and they're expecting it for nothing.
And it's like you said, if the shop approaches you.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they know that you're bringing something to the table. And it sounds like, going off this, that the stores are headhunting these kids.
Yeah.
So.
Mad.
Crazy. I'm going to go and knock on my designer's door. Hi.
Yeah, innit?
Tape artwork, but yeah, I'll pay you an exposure.
Yeah, innit?
Get the fuck out of here.
I'll tell you what you want to try and do is walk into one of the shops and pick up an outfit and go to the checkout and be like, oh yeah, I don't want to pay for this, I just want to wear it. And see how they react.
You're getting arrested.
Well, bruv, if the girl behind the checkout or the guy behind the checkout is like, no, sorry, you have to pay, just ask, well, can I see the manager, please? And the manager will come and you'll be like, yeah, I've picked out this outfit. It's really good. I really want this outfit because it's going to improve me.
I just don't. The chicks are going to be on me.
I just don't want to pay for it.
I'm going to be flexing. So
is that all right? You're holding up your top and your trousers and you're not paying for it. I don't want to pay for it. Is that okay? See what the manager's reaction is then.
There's so many situations you can put it into that is like.
So many, bro.
It'd only happen in the fucking DJ world, wouldn't it?
I swear.
Right. I swear down, bro. What were we thinking when we chose to be DJs?
Mad. Well, let's change.
I'm just glad that we've been through all this and like we're older and can pass down the knowledge in it. I'm just glad that we you know what I mean? We're passing on to the youths, them.
To the youths.
Which is half the point of this podcast, you get me? So
yeah. But again, let us know in the comments, please. Or if you're listening, can people comment on Spotify? I don't think you can leave comments on Spotify.
They can't, man. But
so if you're watching on YouTube...
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, those yeah. up, man.
If you're watching on YouTube, just chuck it in the comments. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Music, tweet one of us and let us know if you've ever had an opportunity, if you've played in a shop and it has led to bigger things. Like, I'd actually be quite interested to know that story. So, yeah, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, man. Sick.
What a there document, you go, guys.
I know. So, interesting one, man. I didn't get to read the other half. I only had half of it. So, yeah. When you sent me the other bit this morning, and I seen the a couple of the other lines was jaw dropping, mate.
Pain.
Jesus.
Pain. Top secret documents.
Get me
another episode.
Talk Over podcast providing the fucking secret info.
Yes.
Get me.
It's like we're like the WikiLeaks of the DJ world.
Yeah, we are, bro. Do you know what, people are going to start blocking us soon, bro, when we start exposing everyone.
We're getting arrested. Like,
don't book that stylus and double. Fucking hell. Oh, my God.
Oh, sick. Mate. That's it. Next week, we are going to be uncovering the fuckeries under one of the major labels. No, we're not really. Actually, that's far too dangerous.
No. It's not dangerous to me, mate, but it is for you.
There's no fuckeries to uncover.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Subscribe, like, comment, all that stuff. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, all three of them. Hit us up. And yeah, man, I guess we'll see you next week.
#TalkOverPodcast.
Sweet.
The end.